on the Big Sports Breakfast. This Rugby League update is brought to you by the new Volkswagen Amarok Core 4x4. It's a whole new breed of tough.
With the timepiece at 2.5 to go. Brooks away for Tedesco. Here's an overlap. Here's a try. Lateni Zalesniak. He scores. West Tigers. You'd think they'd won the grand final. Let alone avoiding probably the wooden spoon.
The noise, the atmosphere at Leichhardt. Leaving it late. Aaron Woods joins us now. Just how good was that finish to you boys on the weekend?
Hey, Berkey, mate. Oh, mate, it was good. It was really good for the boys. The first half wasn't the sort of footy we wanted to play. We were pretty disappointed going into half time, being down 20-6. But then I had a good chat to us at half time and just wanted to get back to our basics and, you know, just get back to running hard and tackling hard. And I thought we wore Manly down, and in that last 2 minutes, we got the try at the end to seal the match. So it was pretty exciting, and the boys were very happy after the game, mate.
Well, sure. Congratulations to you, because you eventually got a high-five jumping celebration correct.
Oh, mate, I had to time it perfectly because I didn't want to fall on the backside again, mate. A lot of things were trouble.
How nervous were you when it went up to the bunker? Because I thought maybe technically, you're in trouble. Then I thought, but rugby league-wise, that's a try every day of the week.
Mate, I had no idea. I didn't. All I remember at the time was Mal scoring a try, and then I thought, oh, what have we done wrong here? And then you watch the replay, and then you see, you know, Chervins come in and get a little bit obstructed, or you just, it just depends how they interpret the rule.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it was a
the more they looked at it, the lot more nervous we got on the field. Mm. But then once they sort of showed Mal scoring the try, we knew it was a try. So it was a massive moment of relief.
Yeah. I tell you, there's no black and there's no white in that obstruction rule, is it? When they chock in, and I'm of the opinion that you've got to have a look at where the eyes are going, because the whole deception is to bring that guy in and to throw that ball in a legal position. And I don't know if DCE just hung on a little bit too long and played a bit.
Well, I totally agree, but and it just depends. And you know, as a football player, it could be a bad read sometimes.
That's exactly it.
You know, and it's just got to, like you said, it's where the eyes are facing, the way the body's facing. And, you know, unlucky for Cherry that he sort of come in, then he went out. So, you know, and our player didn't really run through the line. That's what I was a bit, you know.
That was the problem.
About.
Keep going. Don't stop.
That's it. That's what our coach tells us to do. Just keep running through the line so you can't impede nobody.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And it went up as a try, so it was awarded a try. But if it went up as a no try, it might have been awarded a no try. Anyway, it doesn't really matter, mate. You got the chocolates. Tell us the difference it makes when you go to training, you know, on a Monday morning on the back of a win like that.
Mate, you don't mind going to training. You do. We did a review and recovery, and the boys are just more pumped up. You know, there's a lot more talk, especially when you're doing your ice baths. You know, after a loss, you feel the bumps and bruises a lot more. But you know, and then when you go in a video, you know, I think it's just a lot more positive. We still, you know, we weren't happy with, like I said, our first 40, but you know, our second 40 was just showing, you know, our character to get through it. But there's a lot more that we've got to work on, but yeah, it just makes it makes things a lot easier, you know. And I think we've won two of the last three now, and the boys are just, you know, we just want to get that, keep like improving for the rest of the year.
We spoke to Malachi on Monday and asked him about, you know, the game, and obviously he's very excited. 20-6 though at half time. Were you thinking, oh no, where's this going to go?
Could have been 40.
Yeah, like just couldn't believe we're down 20-6. You know, I didn't think we were that far out of the game. Just little, you know, simple one-on-one. There's little one-on-one errors that we did, and Manly, because they're such a great side, they make you pay for it. So, and that was the biggest thing that Ivan said. He goes, boys, we shouldn't be down 20-6, you know. It's little things in the game that we've got to fix, and we've just got to go back out there and change it. So, like I said, going in half-time was really disappointing, but then the way the boys started that second half, you just knew we're going to come back on a roll, and then, you know, the crowd at Leichhardt just jumped on the back of it and, you know, got us a couple extra penalties, which helped us on Sunday.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Aaron Woods, the skipper of the West Tigers, who came up with that comeback over Manly on the weekend. Woodsy, if anybody knows about player unrest with coaches, it's got to be anyone who's involved with the West Tigers. So, look, Jared Haynes, an Origin teammate of yours. First up, try and give us an honest impression about Jarrod as a team member, as a team player, as a member of a team or an individual? Can you give us a bit of a pricey?
Yeah, look, it's real funny. Like, I talk to everybody about Hainsey, and every time I've had something to do with him, he's been outstanding. You know, I played 6 Origin games with him, and, you know, been in camp with him for about 12 weeks through those games. And mate, every time we've had him, he's applied himself so much. You know, he's always ripped in. And, you know, you hear these stories about Jarrod being lazy, you know, or when I first played him, it was a Parramatta in the sense that, you know, he doesn't get involved in that. But I can't, you know, fault Jarrod whenever I've been in a camp with him. You know, he's always, you know, like I said, he's applied himself the best we can ask for. So, he's a different character. Don't get me wrong. He's a laid-back guy. But, you know, once you're on the field, he does rip in at training. And then once you get away, Jarrod just sort of does, you know, he keeps to himself a lot. And, you know, just likes to sort of his downtime by himself and getting his body right.
It's interesting because Gal spoke about during the week about he only sees him in Origin when you're up for the big occasions. Do you think he gets bored in the long NRL season? Because it is tough.
Yeah, you never know. I've got the similar, you know, perspective as Gal, because we always get him when, you know, there's the big games. But you never know. You know, I suppose, you know, he's been in and out of centre to fullback, so I'm not too sure. I think fullback is his preferred position, so he might be a little bit frustrated there. But yeah, it's hard. Probably, you know, NRL is the hardest sport in the world, week in, week out, 26 rounds. You know, you got to bash your body up, get yourself right, and you know, he's probably struggling. They've lost a few lately, and you know, they're just, people look for reasons. That's one thing. The biggest thing I know is when I've been in those sort of situations, people just look for any little reason to sort of bring us down.
Yeah, you can always
find something.
For me, it was exactly like right. Maths. You always went to the answer in the back of the book and then tried to work it.
Go backwards.
Didn't give you one of them during the tests.
Exactly right.
Which is a little bit of a dilemma. Mate, geez, the Roosters, they're going to be motivated. They're coming on the back of 2 losses, Woodsy. You've got them at Allianz Stadium. This is going to be Saturday. It's a 5:30 game, and they're a big challenge as a forward pack as well, but they are desperate because they've got to try and, well, they want to finish 1-2, but they've got to seal down top 4.
Yeah, definitely, DK, mate. Look, you know, no surprise they've lost 2 in a row. They'd want to change that this week. And but look, I think a bit of pressure's on them. You know, like you said, they've lost 2 in a row. But we're just going in and we just want to play our football, mate, you know. And I think the biggest thing that I've told the boys the last few weeks, we've played all sides in the top 8, and, you know, the big challenge for us is if we can either knock them out or make their run a lot tougher. You know, it's something that we enjoy. So, and we've got nothing to lose. We can play the footy that we want and the style of footy that we enjoy. So, you know, it's a massive, you know, it's a big incentive for us to knock them off. And, you know, we haven't got the best record against the Roosters. I think we've beat them in 6 years. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for our squad this week.
What about Teddy? He hasn't been seen in Bondi having lattes over there, mate. He's been over your neck of the woods.
Oh, who knows with Teddy, mate? He's everywhere. He's on the scene, that big fella. He's actually really excited for this game. You know, you always want to, especially the club he's going to. You want to put a big performance in, and you know, show him why he's heading there. But I spoke to him earlier in the weekend, mate. He's ready for a big game. He's in a good headspace, and you know, he's been playing some really good footy for us. So it's exciting times for the Tigers.
Woodsy, you know I've got to ask you again every week. Are you still going to Canterbury? And does it worry you that your contract is only provisionally approved by the NRL and not fully approved by the NRL?
I'm going to Canterbury. I've signed for the next 4 years, DK, and I'm not worried at all.
Thank you. You know I've got to ask.
You should just record that as easily as you ask. You just play it.
Does it worry you that it's not fully registered, though?
No, not at all. Okay. You know, if there was any problems, Canterbury would have come to my manager and spoke to him. And I haven't heard anything about it. So all I know is I'm playing for Canterbury next year and got 3 more games with the Tigers this year.
Good on you, mate. Thank you, Woodsy.
Cheers, boys.